me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now,
the way
sit
to
back
Kansas
and discover
City?
Amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way?
Welcome to This Is Kansas City. I'm Brian Boger. I'm your host for today's show and every day. You're listening to us on 94.5 FM, 1510 AM, and you can always stream us at thisiskansascity.com. Listen on your phone. Listen on your computer. If you have an Alexa or similar type device, just say, Alexa, play ESPN 1510, and our show will come up 2 to 3 weekdays. Now, we've got a good show lined up for you, but I have to thank some of our sponsors. This show is brought to you by Evolve KC. They are a business solutions group. So they can do just about anything that you need when it comes to technology for your business. They can do everything from websites to social media management to eliminating those credit card charges so that you pay nothing, because those really cut into your budget. Especially, just think, you could add that 3 to 5% to your bottom line. That's pure profit. Now, also, I want to thank it's goevolvekc.com for more information. I'd also like to thank Spirit of Health. They are a total wellness group. They're located out at 5901 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri. They have a large retail center out front, doctor's offices in the back, and, I mean, they've got everything that you might need, and they vet Dr. Vaughn Lawrence vets all of the products there, so it's not like walking into a big box store. They're well educated. They can help you with all kinds. They have wildcrafted herbs. Those are herbs that actually grew in their native environment, so they're so much more potent than what you would buy at a grocery store or something like that. So I tried it when I was cooking. I used the oregano, and boy, you don't have to use that much. It's very, very good. So spiritofhealthkc.com for more information. And it's about time to get those carpets clean, guys. We're getting into spring. You got to get all that gunk up from the winter. Even though we didn't have a huge bad winter, it's still out there. So get those carpets cleaned. It's very, very easy. ZeroResKC.com for more information. And these guys have some of the best cleaning. It's a patented water solution, so it dries fast and it doesn't use heavy chemicals like the others do. So this is really good, and they have great specials at ZeroResKC.com. So you should check out their specials. Now, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches. And I can't wait to find out all about this, because I have so many questions to start. But I'd just like to briefly introduce, before we go to our break, I'd like to briefly introduce Julian, Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches. Hi, Julian.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing good. And when we get back from break, I have some questions here. We're going to go through everything, but I have some questions here for you. So,
perfect. I love to answer them.
Yes, and I'm very, very curious. So that's what's going to – I'm very curious. So right now we got about a minute left. Now we're going to take a break right now. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to dive into Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO to borrow up to $10,000.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No one likes having to choose. That's why with America's best lineup of hybrids from Hyundai, you get the best of both worlds. Like the reliable and efficient Tucson Hybrid with America's best warranty, or the stylish yet capable Santa Fe Hybrid with the power to navigate the toughest terrain. It's like having your cake and eating it too. You know, if you could drive a cake. Hybrids from Hyundai. It's the best of both worlds. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
DQ presents the Blizzard Double Flip Deal. For a limited time, when you buy one Blizzard treat, you get a second for just 99 cents. That's two Blizzards, two spoons, two flavors, and two flips. So don't miss out on the Blizzard Double Flip Deal, available only for a limited time and happening now at DQ. Because the only thing better than a Blizzard treat is a second Blizzard treat for just 99 cents. It's a deal to flip for. The Blizzard Double Flip Deal. Participation may vary.
When's the last time you've made it down to the beach to have the perfect seafood dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, just 15 minutes outside of downtown in Overland Park. We'll take good care of you. We've got the freshest seafood in Kansas City. From crab legs to shrimp to fresh mussels and clams, or some fresh shucked oysters. You can't make it to the beach for dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, 119th and Medcalf, 913-787-3660. HookandReel.com.
Welcome back to This Is Kansas City, and we're still waiting for a guest. They're probably up front by now, but I don't know. But we've got Julian in, and Julian, okay, so before I dive into, we're going to find out about the history, we're going to find out about how you guys got started, we're going to find out a lot, and we're going to find out about the expansion, about the catering. We're going to find out all that. Before I dive into any of this, sandwiches on Dutch crunch bread.
Yes.
What is that? Or do you not want to divulge?
No, I mean, Dutch crunch, that is kind of, that we bake that fresh every day. So it's just like a regular, like, white dough that we cover in, like, a rice flour paste. That when you bake it, since there's no gluten in the rice flour itself, it like crackles instead of like expands with the bread as you bake it. So that what creates that unique crunch on the outside of the sandwich, but it's still like soft and chewy like your normal bread on the inside.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so it's very popular in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is like where me and my family are originally from. So
that's the name.
That's the name. Oh, there's my business partner right there. So that's what we make every day. Fresh is that Dutch crunch bread, and that's what we serve our sandwiches on.
Is that you guys got to be the only ones doing that?
I mean, we're one of probably the more popular one, but yeah, I mean, well, there are people have tried to make it, but we were one of the first experiments.
So that's what sets these sandwiches apart: the crunch of the, because it's real bread underneath.
Yeah, real bread underneath. Yeah, it's still,
and then you have the crunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it makes a very unique sandwich eating experience, and it's one of my favorite sandwich breads that when my first, like, I looked for it and no one had really heard of it, and I was like, how do we make this ourselves?
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, so.
It's work. It's labor. It is the trick. That's why people don't really do it.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of work.
A lot of people just buy their bread.
Yeah, a lot of people just buy their bread.
It's real easy.
Yeah.
Nice and efficient.
Or buy their dough and stick it in the oven.
Yeah. So we just took that extra step to just make it fresh every day, and I feel like it's worth it for us.
And that's all the sandwiches.
That's all. Comes on all. Every sandwich comes on that bread.
We also have everything. Crunch.
This is Jake talking. He just got here. So, Jake, good to see you. Okay, go ahead.
Good to see you, too. So we also have a Dutch Crunch Everything Edition, where we take everything seasoning and put it in the crunch batter, so it makes it sort of like a super flavorful bread. And then on Tuesdays, we do a Testy Tuesday, where we make a special bread and try that out. People seem to really like that.
Okay. All right. I got an understanding now, because that was... All right. So, sandwiches on Dutch crunch bread. I haven't heard of it before, but I was real intrigued to find out. I should have taken you up on that sandwich, because I wanted that... what's it called? The
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
Cubano pulled pork sandwich is hard to beat.
Yeah, I know. One of my favorites. Okay. And they recreated sauces, smoked meats, fresh everything, quality ingredients, and crafted flavors. That's what you guys have done.
Yeah. Sandwiches.
A lot of people don't do that.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out what sets you guys apart, and that does, and that's probably why you're expanding. But before we dive into to the menu and stuff, tell me about how did this get started? Give me the history.
So back in
2015.
We started as a pop-up in 2015 on inside of our where I was currently working at the time at Johnny Joe's Pizzeria, which is in the West Plaza. We started as a pop-up one day a week, just to see, like,
they let you?
Yeah. So John
nice.
Let me. Yeah.
Oh, it was
yeah.
super nice. We owe John quite a bit from that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that for like 2.5 years. We did it like once a week there. Once a week at his other restaurant, and then we did it like random places, like in River Market. We did for like a summer
Steamboat Arabia thing.
Yeah, downtown airport. We just popped up like once a week, and then we just squirreled away all the money we did from
downtown pop-up. Airport.
Yeah, downtown airport.
Okay, by the museum.
Atlantic
the
Aviation
TWA museum.
Yeah. So we did that. Yeah, we just did like random
and
days
then
a week.
They took off.
I mean, kind of. I mean, it was slow going, for sure. I mean, there was one pop-up we did, like, sold only 2 sandwiches one time.
The bad days are really bad when you're running on no margin.
Yeah. So we just squirreled away everything we did from that until the space that became available where we are now, we're hitting their 8 years now on Monday. But, yeah, we saved up to start renting a space around the corner, and we've been doing it ever since.
The pictures look really cool. I haven't been there, but the pictures look really cool. Yeah. It looks like a really great sandwich shop, you know?
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Hey, let me know. So this all started back, and you were hungry.
Yeah, yes.
Both of you were hungry.
All the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And Julian, you had a craving. Mm-hmm. Sandwiches from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what they serve, these kind of sandwiches.
Yeah, so there was one summer before I started going to UMKC. I spent a summer back at home in San Francisco. And near my godparents' house, there was a sandwich shop called Little Luca's. And I would eat there like once a week. And then I was like, this Dutch crunch bread is phenomenal. And then when I came back to go to UMKC, I started looking for that bread and that type of sandwich, and like nobody heard of Dutch Crunch. Nobody heard. They're like, yeah, I don't know what garlic sauce is. And I was like, okay. So I couldn't really fulfill that craving. So like that stewed in my mind for a few years, I would say, like, because yeah, that was 2010 when I was like roaming around trying to find that type of sandwich, but nobody had really made it. So then, yeah, we tested it
just at home.
Yeah, at home at Johnny Joe's, and then eventually we started as a pop-up inside of Johnny Joe's, and then it's taken off from there.
And you're expanding.
And, yeah, we just expanded last year to North Kansas City. We're inside Cinderblock Brewery in the Commons, that space that they opened up. And, yeah, that's been almost a year since that place has been open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just, on the website, it sounded like you were just opening it.
Well, maybe I need to update the website.
The website's from the past.
So, Jake, how did you get involved?
So I've known Hoyan since first grade, so about 30 years now.
I call him Julian.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been told I say his name wrong, too.
He told me to.
Yeah.
Whatever's easier.
So we've been hanging out for a long time. And there in 2013, we were living together, and I was game teching it up down, and he was working at the pizzeria, and neither of us were like feeling very fulfilled or fully employed at the time, so we were like, time to hustle. We talked about doing some different stuff. He brought the sandwiches, and my whole thing is I've been cooking my whole life. I've got sisters, and I used to babysit and do that whole bit, and so he explained the sandwich that he wanted. And he made the bread, and then we just reverse engineered everything back based on what we liked and didn't like when we were making stuff.
That's true. I was like, all right, this tastes like home, or, you know.
It's just rice flour on top?
It's a rice flour batter, so like it's like yeast, sugar,
so
rice flour,
it?
Water. Well, we coat
it.
Yeah, baste it with a brush.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. So we proof the dough, and then once it's ready, we top it. Brush each and then individual roll with
in the oven,
then into the oven, and it crackles and makes that unique texture that you see on the website right there.
And you do that every day?
Every day.
400 times a day.
So years ago before, this is my 21st year doing this, but years ago I was in the restaurant business. It's a tough business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to make good quality stuff that you can like believe in, it's all work.
Right. Anybody could just order frozen stuff and then deep fry it.
Yep.
And then there call yourself a restaurant.
Yep.
But
and it's fine. Hey, I have eaten so much freezer to
fryer.
I'm
not saying it's wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not a standout to me.
Nobody's going to like see you in the store and go, dude, you're Sandy's freezer to fryer operation. I love you. You know, like,
yeah, nobody gets excited about that.
I used to work at a place where people would yell at me on the street if they saw me in my work shirt, and they'd be like, man, F you guys, just based on where I worked. And now people see me in the shirt and they go, hey boy, I love you guys. You make my lunch break. And that's just huge for me.
So you guys took the leap, you took the risk, the gamble, and it paid off.
Yeah.
You know, you did it the right way, though, by doing the pop-ups first. See if it, you know, people liked them.
Well, I mean, we didn't have any money, so
we're so risk-averse.
So that was the only way we could figure out how to try to do it, to just even make it a thing. And then, we just operated, paying ourselves just tips, and then saved everything else we made. And that's how it started.
Do you have good employees?
The best.
They are amazing. They're probably listening to us right now. Thank you so much for holding down the fort for us.
No, if you want to make the best sandwich, you got to have the best ingredients. You got to have the best people putting those ingredients together in the best way possible. That's just how it works.
Yeah. So you've got now you do catering.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about the catering.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Is it like... Can I get 20?
Oh, yeah.
We've done we've done as much as like 250, 300.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of planning and prepping.
like 3 days of lead time.
Yeah, minimum.
So if somebody's interested in doing that, how do they do it? On the website or do they call?
We have an email line that's just purely for catering. So that's just catering@bayboykc.com. And then people just email us our questions. We'll send you one sheet of what our options are. We're always kind of tweaking it and changing it to keep, you know, based off what we can get now. Like since COVID, things have just gone up and down and changed what we can get access to.
During that.
Yeah, we were.
Well, you probably did a lot of delivery.
And we had our door shut for 3 years. From 2020 to 2023, we just operated just from the window, from the door. So, but
I guess you had to, you know. We
had no seating to begin with. Like, originally we had a couple of picnic tables and a standing table. And so there was like 12 people could sit in there. And it would completely jam up our front of house. And you couldn't even, like, order sandwiches. And so we said, okay, only come up to the window. And it actually made it so that more people could order sandwiches and we could get more sandwiches out the door quicker.
Okay, the original Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches is located at 4706 Holly Street, Kansas City, Missouri. It's bayboykc.com for more information. Give me the audio experience when I walk in. Because, you know, we're on radio.
Yeah, so
I open the door. It's in a really, it's like a quaint area right there.
Yeah, it's residential. It's a very residential area. The building's like 115 years old. We're on two floors.
You're on
two floors.
So you have seating.
Yes.
So okay. The seating's on the second floor. So if you have to go up a wooden stairway deck, or you can go through the coffee shop. That's our, the handicap entrance. And where Chingu Coffee has the front space, and then we have the toward the back space. And so you kind of have to, you got to find us. It's a little adventure, but it is, we're back there. And and we have a little dining room. We have a nice mural that we have made up of the combination of San Francisco and Kansas City, which we love.
What made you want to move back?
Well, so my mom used to work for Sprint. And she got transferred here to where the headquarters used to be. We got the whole family moved here because of that. And then I stayed because I was starting this. My family moved back to California, and then now my parents are back. But yeah, we ended
up
here.
Do you like Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Kansas City. It's a great town.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, of course.
Hang out in a couple other towns and, you just go to the bars in other towns, and each bar will be its own little, like, specific sort of group of people in it. And then in Kansas City, it's kind of hard to go into a place like that, and, like, it's like...
It is.
It's just everywhere. Everyone is everywhere all the time.
That's right.
And I love it. It's
right.
It's a great place to hang out and meet people.
We don't really have a Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't see Norm every day. But, okay. Now, so we've got that. So do I just walk up to the window order?
So you can walk up to the window downstairs and order outside, wait outside. And if you do that, you'll be listening to drivers, you know, holler for their order and whatnot. Or you go upstairs to the seating. You walk in, you'll be greeted by someone there at the register. They'll ask you how you heard about us. They'll take your order. They'll get you set up with a soda and whatnot. Then you'll wait 5-10 minutes, and you'll either grab your bag to go, or they'll run an order out to your table.
Upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I can order ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
I can do that on the website.
Website, or just call us, and we'll take your order that way also.
And then it's ready for me when I get there.
Yep, we'll tell you how long it'll take. But typically 10-15 minutes is just where it's at.
Because you make each sandwich that's not pre-made.
It is not pre-made, no.
Okay.
Yep. You want each one to be as perfect as we can get it for you. You know, like, I hate it when people talk about food as a product. But at the end of the day, when you're doing a transaction, that's what you're doing, is you're paying for a product. And that food needs to meet the criteria of the transaction, just in order to keep you coming back, is how I look at it.
Did you guys just sit down and design the sandwiches? yourselves?
I mean,
or did you experiment?
Oh, a lot of experimentation.
A lot of experimentation, and there was a lot of like customers saying, "I would like a," and they would be like, "I want a turkey sandwich," and we're like, "Okay, well, how can we zhuzh up a turkey sandwich?" So that's how the Gobbler came into existence. There was other one like the Crown Town Club. Like
we're gonna get into the
sandwich. Oh, okay, sorry, but yeah, that's kind of how it just came about. It's just like we would just sit there and be like, "Okay, somebody wants this. Let's see if we can make one."
Okay, so this was based on customer requests, and then you guys experimenting.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you come up with a lot of failures?
Oh, yeah. There's always plenty of failures.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, some things that just didn't work at all, but we keep tweaking and experimenting until we find something that we all can enjoy, yeah, that we like ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
I came up with some real bad failures. So I learned to have my staff taste it first.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
So that I could get the proper, you know. And you spend a lot of time and a lot of money on ingredients, but then you get it down, and once you got it down,
it works
sells.
Very well.
Yeah.
No, every other Saturday, or right, second Saturday of the month, we do a specialty sandwich Saturday where we make a one-off sandwich. That's one of our experimental sandwiches. We're constantly trying to find new ones.
Second Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday of the month, right?
It's every Saturday now.
It's every Saturday
again?
Well,
for the most part. Okay. Depending if we have, like, we're doing a Good Friday special this week, a lobster roll.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're not doing necessarily one on Saturday because we already have Friday kind of busy. But most Saturdays, yeah.
What are the hours?
Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the West Plaza location. And then the North KC location is Thursday through Sunday. Thursday and Sunday is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And you've got that staffed up there, so...
Yes.
You guys are mainly at the main location?
For the most part. But like us physically, yeah, we're mostly at the main location. And then I'll still go by the other location, but...
So, second Saturday, we're not at that yet.
Not quite.
Not quite. But last month, what was the sandwich? I'm just curious.
Last week, they did a
Gyro
sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Put together. Oh, man, it was so good. And he did an all beef setup, and it was still just fire.
He put the sauce on it?
Oh, yeah. It's fully dressed, onions, tomatoes, lettuce.
I'm so bummed I missed this day.
You missed it?
Yeah,
oh, it was so good.
Oh, I love that.
I took two home, and me and Karen ate them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And we did one for Pi Day that David did up. I didn't get to try that one either.
You're too busy.
I know. But, yeah, we love playing around and experimenting. The team does a great job of coming up with new ones. David, our kitchen manager, is great coming up with ideas and having fun names with them. So, yeah.
Do you have any specials during the week?
We used to, but it's more like...
Monthly now.
Yeah, we do a monthly sandwich now.
What's the month sandwich for
this
April?
Month is Jam and Turkey Club with, what is it, onion jam, turkey, white cheddar, green apples, lettuce, spicy brown mustard. I think that's the jam and turkey.
It's nice and crispy. That apple gives it a real nice little mouthfeel. And then onion jam is just amazing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I love onion jam.
Onion jam? I haven't tried it.
Oh yeah.
It's caramelized onions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
And you just spread it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bake it? Or is it... No, you don't bake them.
On this one, if you get it hot, the jam is end up hot by the end of it. But typically, no.
Okay, so I got to get this specialty because I want to come down on... I'm sorry I missed that last one because that would have been the
best.
We'll
do it again.
I would have loved that. But so every Saturday, you say?
This is what we shoot for. The easiest thing to do is follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's BayboyKC. And then you'll always be up to date on when our specials are and what we're running.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hannah, our social media manager, really does a great job of keeping everyone sort of up to date and interested in what we're doing.
I'm so old, I'm not on those.
That's so smart.
That's very smart. I've been informed that the jam and turkey doesn't have green apples. It has just apples. I don't know what apples, but
interesting.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they're listening.
I know. And they're texting me as it's happening.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to dive into Bay Boy specialty sandwiches and their menu. We'll be right back after these messages.
Win big during race weekend at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Show your race ticket to player services and receive $10 pin cash. Win your share of $25,000 pin slot play Friday with a night of 101 winners. Saturday is a full day of winners. And don't miss the AdventHealth 400 even or odd drawing on Sunday. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ksgamblinghelp.com.
Sports Radio 810 WHB is headed to Indianapolis to bring you live coverage of the Final Four. Hey, it's Jason Anderson, and we'll be live on Radio Row with exclusive interviews featuring the biggest names in college basketball. Players, coaches, broadcasters, and more. Tune in all week to New Day, The Zone, and The Program to hear all the latest. It's all on your home for March Madness, the Final Four, and the National Championship. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Brought to you by Ready Services, Reed Collision Centers, and Ryan Long.
Come to the Spirit of Health Wellness Center, where we determine the root cause of your health problems. While the medical system treats your symptoms, we treat the cause. The true diagnosis you need to hear are things like Lyme disease, mold toxicity, and heavy metal poisoning. Get real answers, hope, and take charge of your health through our detoxification programs and therapies. Shop over 200 varieties of organic bulk herbs and supplements in-store or online. Go to spiritofhealthkc.com. Spirit of Health, transforming lives through real health solutions.
Time for this week's wellness tip from Dr. Vaughn, brought to you by Spirit of Health.
What if the pain you've been living with isn't the problem, but the symptom? Whether it's joint pain, back pain, or inflammation that just won't go away, pain is never the root problem. It's a symptom of something deeper. And too often, the solution we're offered? More pills. Nearly 70% of American adults take at least one prescription drug, and more than one in four take four or more every single day. Pain medications like NSAIDs, acetaminophen, and opioids mask the pain, but they don't heal it. In fact, long-term use can cause hormone imbalances, immune suppression, and even make pain worse over time. I'm Dr. Vaughn from Spirit of Health, and we believe your body was designed to heal. We offer natural solutions for inflammation, professional therapies, and powerful herbal support to reduce pain and restore movement, helping you safely reduce or even get off medications whenever possible. Don't mask your pain with another pill. Let's uncover the real cause and create a plan to get you feeling strong again. Call Spirit of Health today at 816-492-5648 or look us up at spiritofhealthkc.com.
At Free State Gun Company, you're more than just a customer. You're part of our community. Whether you're shopping for your very first firearm, looking for the perfect accessory, or just need some expert advice, our team is ready and willing to help. We take pride in creating a store where you'll feel comfortable, supported, and confident in your choices. Stop by and see us at 16635 Midland Drive in Shawnee, or visit us online at freestateguncompany.com. That's freestateguncompany.com. Free State Gun Company, your partner in responsible shooting sports.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City, and we are joined in studio with Jake and Julian from Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches. Now, I want to dive into some of these sandwiches now just to wet everybody's whistle, okay? So, some of these sandwiches, tell me about the Bandit. The roast Bandit. Beef.
So, you've got your select roast beef, you've got smoked cheddar, you've got red onion, raspberry jam, and horseradish sauce.
Raspberry jam and horseradish.
Yeah. So the sweet and the heat really work well together, and they just sort of like have a little party in your mouth while you're going to town on that sandwich. It's a personal favorite of mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love roast beef, but it I don't know about that. I've never heard of mixing the two, like the jam, raspberry jam, and the horseradish.
I think it's kind of just me who's doing it. And behind that sandwich, we were going through our menu and we're like, we don't have a beef sandwich on the menu. We need a roast beef sandwich. let's make a hot roast beef sandwich. And immediately, you know, you're thinking Arby's and all that. And so I like started to rip off on that.
Then so it is hot.
Oh, yeah, it's a hot sandwich. And I'd left that out. And what I realized is their barbecue sauce they like to put on there is real sweet. It's almost ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup's almost jam.
Real thin.
And if I'm already going to be putting almost jam on a sandwich, I might as well try jam. And that's how we got there. That's the entire thought. Oh, and Burt Reynolds died that day.
Really?
That's why it's called
and
the
that's
Bandit.
Why it's called the Bandit.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was dead.
Sorry.
Oh. So no more movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Till AI takes over.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you have a Kim cheese,
correct,
which is a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, it's like
cheese
a
melt.
Cheese melt with kimchi and mushroom, sauteed mushrooms added with chipotle mayo. Yeah. So we make the kimchi in-house.
Smoked Gouda.
Smoked Gouda.
Provolone.
Provolone and Swiss cheese. It's a lot of cheese.
It's a lot of cheese.
And yeah, the flavor of the kimchi with the bulk of the sauteed mushrooms, it is a phenomenal sandwich.
You know, I've tried a lot of things with grilled cheese sandwiches. When I put apples on. I tried everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the mushrooms sound so good. I love mushrooms.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really adds a flavor.
Yep. Yes. And then the fermented cabbage makes the whole thing not really a problem.
The fermented cabbage is on
the kimchi.
Kimchi.
Kimchi is like a Korean fermented cabbage.
Oh.
Yeah, Napa cabbage, yeah.
Oh, that's really
good. It's delightful.
Actually, it's healthy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probiotic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it helps the digestion.
For sure.
Now, a lot of people around town, it's hard to find a good hot pastrami sandwich.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true.
And you guys have one.
I think we've got a good hot pastrami sandwich in the fact that we've got a really good sandwich called the hot pastrami. I'm not going to like get into fights with anybody. You know, it's not like an authentic Jewish deli pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, it's not, sure.
It's not like a Cat's Deli in New York or anything. Like we try to do it justice. We get a New York style pastrami that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We slice it thin. You can pile it as high as you want to, really.
Yeah.
3 ounces
is sufficient for most applications.
Yeah. We do 4 ounces, but yeah.
I don't think there is a Jewish deli around here.
Sadly, not anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. There used to be one on the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
But that one's gone a long time ago,
yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, hot pastrami. The pastrami Nebraskan?
For the pastrami Nebraskan, you have to start with the Nebraskan, which is our version of a Reuben sandwich. I don't do it on the right bread, so it's not a Reuben. Our research indicated that the Reuben sandwich hails from Omaha, Nebraska.
It does.
And so,
Chef Reuben.
Yeah, so that's why we went with the Nebraskan for our ripoff of Reuben sandwich. We do a kraut. We modify the kraut a little bit. So it's got some applesauce and a little bit of caraway seed in it. Sort of juice it up a little. And then we use a Wagyu corned beef in our Nebraskan. So those, and the Thousand Island, we also do a little peppers and a little extra garlic and whatnot.
Doctor that up, and we call it 1001 island dressing.
And then you put the kraut on there.
Then we put the kraut on there.
Swiss cheese, Wagyu corned beef, all on the toasted Dutch crunch bread.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
it's pretty dang good.
I mean, good.
And I get that on everything bread, and I put a dab of horseradish. It's my favorite.
I've been getting it with the kimchi instead of the kraut, just because it adds a whole nother like layer of flavor into the sandwich. But
wow, that sounds so good. It's been so long since I... Ugh. Now, when I was talking to Julian before, I said, he said, I can bring a sandwich or two. And I said, no, because we don't want to start a fight in the studios. So
we'll bring a dozen.
Well,
there's 30 plus people here, he said.
There's a lot of people here.
Okay.
But if I was to pick one, it'd definitely be the El Jefe.
El Jefe, yes.
El Jefe.
Yeah, yeah.
How that is a Cuban sandwich.
A version of a Cuban sandwich, yeah. We don't do the Cuban bread. Obviously, we do the Dutch French bread. And we do like a pulled mojo pork versus like sometimes it's shaved pork, roasted pork. So we do it a little bit different. That's why we call it not a true Cuban. So, but it's our
sure,
version.
Sure. It's your version of a Cuban.
And then we put like a pepper sauce, which is made out of cherry peppers and banana peppers. And yeah, I feel like it's
yellow
set.
Mustard.
Yeah, yellow mustard.
Yellow
standard.
Mustard, of course. And instead of pickles, you put the.
Well, we do. We still do ham. Or pickles and ham.
Oh, pickles, ham, and then the pork?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yellow mustard and red pepper sauce is what
Swiss
we call
cheese.
It. Swiss cheese, yeah.
So it's basically the same.
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
But it's not on...
Cuban bread.
Yep. Yeah.
When I did a Cubano at the restaurant, I had to order from the Cuban market. Because you can't... I couldn't find it here.
Nah.
So I ordered from the Cuban market, but that was so expensive. That it's like it was a lost leader given selling a sandwich.
Yep.
And I can't sell it for $20.
Yep. That's kind of the thing with the bread is if you want good bread, people are going to charge you for good bread. And then you've got to like mark up the bread on top of it. And you're just like, wow.
And people are like, nah, I'm not paying that.
Why would I pay you $5 for a piece of bread? And you're like, why would you pay me $5 for a piece of bread? I'm confused too.
Well, speaking of bread, I've been out to a couple of restaurants, and these are Italian restaurants. Have you ever been to an Italian restaurant where they bring the bread out, and it's so good, they just bring it out? Now they charge you.
Oh, really?
$10.
Wow.
For a little thing of bread.
Huh.
It's unlimited, though, right?
No, it's just that.
It's what, $10 a basket?
It's a piece. They'll give you two pieces on a plate. There you go, $10.
Wow.
I'm not going to make any comments about it.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was when they did that. And I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. The Goldlocks?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Cold smoked salmon on hot bread. Little capered cream cheese spread on there. Some red onions.
Cucumber slices.
Oh, it's a good sandwich on a hot day.
And I bet you're selling a lot of those because of Lent.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we had a Lent special with the Goldilocks. Goldilocks Deluxe. Or no, Lox Deluxe.
Yeah, the Lox Deluxe. Comes on everything roll.
Yep.
And the everything roll is just the, on the bread, you spice it up.
Yeah, so just the Dutch crunch, and then we put everything bagel seasoning on top.
On top of the crunch.
The crunch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like bake it with it.
You have vegetable sandwiches.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just a sandwich that's a veggie sandwich. If people don't want to eat meat or something, they want a sandwich, though, you just stack it with veggies, right?
Yep. That's pretty cut and dry of it. But yeah, it's our regular Bay Boy sandwich with mushrooms and cucumbers instead of salami.
Correct. And then we do a great jackfruit jefe, which is a vegetarian version of El Jefe.
It's so good that I've had people come up and be like, hey, you gave me the wrong one. This is meat in this sandwich. And we have to check. We're like, no, that's the jackfruit version. You're good.
What's jackfruit taste like?
Depends how you treat it. Like, ours comes out pretty meaty, I feel like.
Sweet?
Not so much sweet. It's very kind of a neutral thing. Like it just...
It takes on the flavor that you put into it.
Almost
so.
Like a potato.
Oh.
Like, if you fry it, it tastes like fried goodness. If you sauce it, it tastes like sauce goodness.
So you have a lot of these warm sandwiches.
Yeah.
About half the menu.
So the Flamin' Chicken Bacon Ranch. That's a warm sandwich.
Yes.
That's a hot sandwich.
Hot sandwich.
Okay. And that's just, I'm looking at the picture now. Gosh, that looks good. What's that sauce on there?
It's buffalo sauce and ranch, like, mixed together.
We do a house ranch.
We do
a little dilly.
Yeah, we do a house ranch, and then has habanero cheddar on there.
Hot buffalo sauce. Oh, wow. Toasted ghost peppers?
Oh, the cheese, yeah. We used to have a ghost pepper cheese on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Are we still getting the ghost pepper?
We might be going back to it because the habanero cheese is hard to process.
Yeah, but ghost pepper, that's got to be hot.
Yeah, so it's hot.
It's hot, but honestly, the ghost pepper cheeses we've tried have a significantly better flavor profile than most of the habanero cheeses we've tried.
You don't know why.
I don't know why, but yeah. They just, like the habanero ones will be hot, and that's it. They're hot.
Yeah.
You know, the horseradish is hot for just a few minutes when it goes down. And then it doesn't get that. It's not lingering heat.
Yeah.
So that's why I like banana peppers, too, because they're about the same.
Yeah, a little flash.
Little flash. Yeah. Okay. So good chicken sandwich and looks awesome. And I'm looking at that picture. That's a huge piece of chicken.
Oh, yeah. We try to get about 3 to 4 ounces of meat into every sandwich, just sort of like as our standard loadout. If we go too much higher than that, it'll get hard to chew, and it's no longer like a pleasant eating experience.
Mm.
It's just too thick.
Too thick.
And I've had sandwiches that have so much meat on it that I feel uncomfortable afterwards. So,
all right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to close out the show with Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches. We've got Julian and Jake in studio. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limit supply. See store for details. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit robinhood.com/predict. That's robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hey, Sorrent Petro here. Is your website really bringing in business? At Digital Lagoon, they design modern, high-conversion websites and execute successful digital marketing and social media strategies that actually work. I know because we use them here at Union Broadcasting. And for a limited time, get a free custom dartboard from photodarts.com just for allowing Digital Lagoon to give you a free analysis of your website. Contact them today at digitallagoon.com. Digital Lagoon, websites that wow, marketing that moves.
Get paid more for your tech. Paymore offers cash on the spot for a wide range of devices, including phones, tablets, laptops, video games, cameras, drones, and much more. Paymore accepts new, used, and broken devices. And Paymore offers on-the-spot data wiping to keep your sensitive information secure. Paymore now has three locations, 135th in Antioch, 1415 Douglas and Lee Summit, and on the corner of Westport Road and Southwest Trafficway. Paymore, the smart place to sell electronics.
Welcome back to This Is Kansas City. We've been talking with Bay Boy Specialty Sandwiches. We've got Jake and Julian in studio. They have two locations, 4706 Holly Street, Kansas City, Missouri. You can call them at 816-673-3960 or bayboykc.com for more information. You can also get the menu there, so that you can see some of these sandwiches and everything. So what we're talking about here. So if you missed anything, just make sure you go to bayboykc.com. You're going to want to try one of these sandwiches. Do you deliver?
We use third-party delivery right now. So like DoorDash.
Grubhub or whatever.
Grubhub, DoorDash, yep.
Okay. That can't be profitable. Sorry.
It depends how you structure the deal.
Oh, yeah, okay. You kind of have to push them a little bit to get the better deal.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, but what's the Blue Blaze?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Don't get me started on the Blue Blaze. So that is turkey. I think it's also white cheddar, blueberry jam, arugula, mayo, and cherry peppers. And that has its own little cult following that has probably now become our most popular sandwich in the last few months.
Really?
Yeah.
Looks really good.
Yeah, it's been outselling everything else.
We jokingly wanted to make a white meat version of the Bandit.
And
that was the end of that conversation, was the Blue Blaze. And I wanted to call it the Senator, and everybody voted that down. So instead it's the Blue Blaze.
And it's a blueberry jam.
Jam. We get it from the same place we get the raspberry jam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cohen family.
Here in town.
Well, they're south of town in Rich Hill, Missouri, but
local. You know, regional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a lot of cold sandwiches. We're not going to have time to go through a lot of them, so I'm just going to pick out a couple of them. The Bay Boy's got to be a... Your flag regular sandwich.
Yeah, it was the OG. That's the one that started it all. That was my version of my favorite sandwich at Little Luca's in South San Francisco.
That's what you would go eat.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the whiz?
The whiz is a peanut butter, Nutella, banana, bacon sandwich that
peanut butter, Nutella, bacon,
and bananas. Yeah.
You never had a peanut butter and Nutella sandwich?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're good.
No, I haven't.
It's one of those like guilty pleasure things, you know, and afterwards you kind of feel like you need a shower, but...
oh, boy.
What?
Nothing. I just, continue. So, yeah, that was our answer to like a dessert sandwich. We wanted one dessert sandwich, and that was that.
Well, it sounds really good, especially I've tried peanut butter and bananas, which I love.
Classic.
Yeah.
And chocolate and bacon is a known good pairing.
Reese's.
Reese's, another great pairing. Like, the math is all there.
Mm-hmm.
You just put it in a sandwich.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Then you have the gobbler. The gobbler is a KC sandwich?
Oh, yeah. It's won award for best sandwich in town.
Yeah, and I think it was 2021 or something.
2021, it says.
Yeah, on the pitch, they had a vote for the best sandwich, and that one somehow won. I mean, it was just people wanted a turkey sandwich, and that was our answer. And we made it we doctored it up to make it,
red bell peppers.
Yeah, fire-roasted red bell peppers with chipotle mayo.
The crunchy lettuce and
Swiss cheese. Yeah, it's a simple but tasty sandwich. I eat that half the time.
Good turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I love a good turkey sandwich. So
the Crown Town Club.
Yeah, that one is our number one seller until the Blue Blaze came along. So they has ham, bacon, turkey, chipotle mayo, lettuce, tomato, red onion, and that one is very popular.
If you look at the picture. I couldn't get that in my mouth.
No, you do have to sort of unhinge your jaw a little bit. I use a real thick bacon on everything.
Oh, that's good.
44 hundredths of an inch. And then we roast it in the oven so that the fat renders and it like melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Real good.
I switch a lot of people to putting their bacon in the oven.
Dude, ovenated bacon's the best bacon.
You can't beat it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just has to be thick enough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to find that.
Yep.
And you have to find good quality bacon.
Okay, now I think we've got all the sandwiches that I'm going to have time for right here, but you have a kid's menu.
Yeah.
Kind of.
A little something for the kids, yeah.
And then you have cookies and things like that.
Oh, some of the best cookies.
Yeah, our friends make that
dough
in-house, yeah.
And we've already talked about, but now let me ask you on you're hiring.
Always.
Okay. How do people, if they're interested and they're listening, how do they apply?
I think there's a prompt on the website. There's also a link in our social media accounts. So
they don't have to go third party.
No, like they'll go straight to me. Like I'll see them.
Okay.
And then I'll send them off to the whichever GM it would, you know, apply to. And then, yeah, we go from there.
And then they interview and it goes from there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they are hiring. So if you're interested, Bay Boys Specialty Sandwiches. We have to get going. But thank you, Bay Boys Specialty Sandwiches, for being in studio. Thank you, Julian. Thank you, Jake. Awesome show. And I got to get down there and have some sandwiches.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Much appreciated.
Enjoy your afternoon, Casey. We'll be back tomorrow.